Colleen Nolan, Dean of Natural Sciences and Mathematics and Professor of Biology.
Bob Warburton, Professor of Biochemistry.
Now let's talk for a few minutes about the second grant and give me the nuts and bolts on that one.
Okay, nuts and bolts on that. It's through the program, through EBSCOR, the Summer Undergraduate Research Experiences Program, which they refer to as SURE. Here at Shepherd, it's what we refer to as our SOARS program. This grant is going to provide funding for 11 students, biology, chemistry, biochemistry, computer science, math, engineering majors, so majors within in the sciences, to conduct an eight-week summer research experience. They'll be paid a stipend that will allow them to focus on their research rather than working during the summer, and they'll work hand-in-hand with faculty mentors. I was thrilled when over two-thirds of the faculty in the sciences volunteered to mentor, because the mentors receive no compensation for working with these students. So what the grant funds is the grant funds the student stipend. It pays a small amount of the student's travel. And what we've done through in the sciences is I commit to providing some funding for disposable lab supplies and also to fully fund travel above and beyond what's necessary.
Well, it becomes important because the faculty themselves are trying to do their own professional development, and that requires they have to do research and they have to be able to generate the work. Well, that requires literally people in the lab working. And so now this grant, and you know, kudos to Colleen, this is actually the third part of this process. So we're now moving into what would be the next, you know, through 9 years total of continuity. So faculty who have a student this year might be able to use that same student the following year, but ultimately get product. That's the important thing that keeps them moving forward as well. And so this is a valuable initiative to help those particular faculty do their own faculty development, not just the students, but also the faculty side as well.
What kinds of research are we talking about?
Anything that's going on in the sciences, so cancer biology, developmental biology, looking at organic chemistry, looking at environmental studies, looking at robotics, looking at engineering, looking at some of the big data analytics, some of the genomics. So basically anything that we're doing here in the sciences, there would be that opportunity.
How excited are you about this?
The excitement is the fact that when I'm doing research in my lab and I'm working with students, that keeps me energized. And that energy I then hopefully take into the classroom to do my lectures and maybe hook the next student who's going to be the sole student that comes into my lab as well. So from my perspective, it's extremely exciting. From the faculty that I work with, they are very responsive to the fact that they now have students in-house who can work with them and continue their work. So there's a lot of energy built into this particular grant, I think.
I'm thrilled. One, it gives our faculty the opportunity to work hand-in-hand with the students. It gives students opportunities to stay here and work in a place that they're comfortable. And one of the things that's really exciting to me is it demonstrates to our external constituencies the real quality of faculty and students that we have at Shepherd, because if we didn't have the quality programs, if we didn't have the quality research, we wouldn't be funded now going on a second renewal for another three-year period. To me, it says a lot about who we are as a school, and that's really exciting.
Dr. Carol Plautz of the Department of Biology. SOARS is really a wonderful, wonderful thing because it's been ongoing now for a number of years, and our dean was able to craft it in such a way that even though in absolute numbers, right, we're not a huge institution, and so maybe as a Department of Biology, there's not an enormous number of researchers mentoring undergraduate students in research year-round. But as a school, Dr. Nolan has been able to parlay this into a grant that is something that I think the HEPC really, really wants to support, clearly, time after time that she's reapplied for it, because we have students, they're able to choose, do they want to do research with somebody in chemistry, in physics, in biology, in, you know, environmental studies, what is their interest, where do their interests in research lie, and computer science, math, engineering, of course. And so there's this whole huge choice of mentors, and I'm proud and excited that I've been a mentor on the grant every year, and it allows for students to come and work in the lab as a dedicated researcher all summer long without having to hold down a job. You know, it's sort of difficult for students to juggle, you know, if let's say they're holding down a job at in a restaurant or, you know, something like that, and then trying to come in and do research as well. So this pays them a stipend So they're able to do this instead of a summer job and really make progress. It's a really, really, really good deal, and I'm so excited that it got renewed, really. I'm proud to be a mentor.